One day a few years ago, Diego Stocco was sitting under a tree in his backyard, and he got an idea. Stocco is a composer and sound designer based in Burbank, California, and it didn't take him long to think, maybe I can make some music with this tree.
So I went inside the house, I grabbed my double bass bow, and I approached the tree, found the one twig that looked like a string, basically, and started to bow it. And I found that it worked, so I decided to put together an entire piece of music out of those sounds. I started with the rhythm by hitting the cortex and shaking the leaves. After I had that element, I started recording the bass drum, which basically was made by a customized version of a stethoscope where I connected a microphone to it, so I was able to capture these very low frequencies, and then I went on with the tweaks. And then I added and added until I felt I had enough takes that I could basically create the piece of music out of it.
Trees aren't your only organic instruments. You've also made music with sand, which is incredible. I want everybody to listen to this for a moment. This is music from sand. Is this all made from sand?
Yes, 100% from sand.
How is that possible?
Well, basically, the first thing was to record one note from the sand. And to do that, I put a contact microphone in the sand, and then I was either rubbing it or moving my hand inside this glass ball filled of sand. Then I took that note and I mapped it on a sampler. At that point, I was able to play multiple notes like you would do in a piano.
It's actually an incredibly beautiful sound, and it just makes you wonder what else is out there. I mean, the possibilities. You could, in theory, record anything, which I guess you've done. You even went to a dry cleaner and made this beautiful sound from a dry cleaner, and let's listen to some of that.
Basically, everything came from sounds that I either created by moving the machines or just by recording sounds that were happening in that environment. For example, the press machines have pedals and levers. It looks like a weird drum kit that you can play.
You grew up in Italy, Diego, and you actually went to a music conservatory. I mean, you were accepted at the age of 11, and you attended, right?
It was a very brief appearance at the conservatory because they made me study the violin. I didn't want to study it, and so one day I got fed up with it, and I saw my violin in half. I put it in the... and so I went back to the school. And the teacher asked me, so did you study today? I said, well, there was a problem with the violin. So I opened the case of the violin, and he went, what happened to it? Well, I said, you know, I kind of saw it in half, you know. and so they made me basically, there's a test that they made you go through, and they can confirm you or not, and they just wanted to make me go through to kick me out, basically.
Diego Stocco, you now live in Southern California near the center of the movie industry, and some of your work has been featured in movies. You worked with Hans Zimmer on the soundtrack for Sherlock Holmes, and some of your work is actually, I understand, in the new film Contagion.
Yes, but in the specific case with Hans Zimmer, I got featured as a featured soloist, because I was playing an instrument that I built, and it's called Experibass. It's a combination of a double bass, a cello, a violin, and a viola, all together in the body of the double bass.
It's like a Frankenstein instrument.
Exactly, yes. I really love creating a sound first and the music after. So basically, it's the instrument that tells me what music I can play with it.
That's Diego Stocco. He's a composer and a sound designer based in Burbank, California. That's where he's been speaking to me from. Diego, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
You can watch how Diego makes these sounds at our website, npr.org.